We go to the KODY phone lines now as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how are you this wonderful Monday?
Fine, just fine.
Good morning, Mike.
Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late.
No, not a problem.
I'm an old friend.
Actually, you're right.
I'm sitting in a parking lot.
You're right on time.
Thanks. Anyway, we're going into the home stretch and a lot of things coming up. Going to be a lot of fights. Need to get my rest, so I'm coherent in the afternoons. But today we have up right away, first bill on general files, LB 568, where the Judiciary Committee, which is packed with leftists, I don't know, they just want chaos. They want to get rid of the truancy laws that truancy is a criminal behavior, that you drop out of school or parents don't have your kids in school. And it's the last straw. It's the last hope for kids. Right now where mom can't control the kid, and we're not just talking 15, 16-year-olds. We got kids 10 not going to school. And then the teachers and the administration and the school counselors can't get the kid to come to school, and then it can be in the court system. School can turn the absentee child over to the courts, and then the courts get involved. They put them on probation or put them in diversion. She wants to get rid of all that. It's Pansy Brooks brought the bill. They want to get rid of all of that and put them into the Health and Human Services system. I guess if mom can't, dad can't, school counselor can't, the school teachers can't, the administration or all humans who care about the kid can't get the kid to go to school, but this nice social worker is going to get the kid to go to school. Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
No.
It's just another attempt to get the government to run everything.
Actually, they go after parents nowadays, but the parents need help, too. They need, when they do get into the system, they need diversion. Diversion right now, which I'm going to bring up, diversion is you can do this instead of going through the court system if you agree to do certain things. Well, two major components that you cannot have a kid do or anybody do unless they go through the courts and they're on probation, and that's drug testing and location bracelets. Make sure you're at school or wherever you're supposed to be. We need to change that. That if you're willing to go on diversion, that you can voluntarily agree to do the bracelets and the drug testing, because the drugs and missing school when you're a teenager seem to go hand in hand. Beef it up. I get frustrated with public schools and their socialist agenda and turning young people into progressives, but the reality is this: a 16-year-old or 15-year-old not in school probably on his track, on the one track to the state pen, given facts. 60-70% of the people in our prison system do not have a high school education. But it's a bad bill, and I'm going to fight it. And then there's the marijuana bill coming up this week, which I don't know. It's not a chance to pass, and I'm not for it. It's not written well, but it's coming. People want it. And if the Republicans, conservatives don't step up and come up with a medical bill that defines it really close and tight, it's going to pass on the next petition drive, and we can beat our chest and say we're not going to stop it, but the version Wishard has in 474 is not good, and I'll fight that. So that's one. And then Senator Brewer's bill on county sovereignty on the Second Amendment is probably, I don't know if we'll get to it this week, because a lot of this stuff's going to go 8 hours.
Sure.
It'll be filibustered. But that's where we're at, and then we're still working on Senator Berman's amendment to 529 to put back in the training for the teachers on violence in the classroom, giving teachers the ability to remove students from the classroom. I haven't given up on that. So we'll see what happens. But a lot of things happening. And that's just the high points. There's a lot of other stuff, of course. What are you hearing back there?
Now, last week, Senator Groney, we did see Senator Vargas's bill on the increased protections for meat workers being amended and advanced. You were one of the senators that kind of voiced some concerns about this proposal, and it's just, I don't know, there's already a lot that's put into place kind of on the federal government side of things. So
it's the same thing as marijuana. We do not decide which drugs are approved to sell in Nebraska. We do not do OSHA rules. That's federal. Mm-hmm. We do not do Department of Labor issues. That's the governor. It's a feel-good bill. The water's under the bridge already. It's all been fixed. The packing industry did amazingly reaction to the pandemic or whatever you want to call it. Remember, nobody knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Those first individuals who got sick and died in Grand Island, remember when Grand Island's spiked? That was prior to masks.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody was supposed to wear masks. So now, after the fact, he wants to come in, and for his deceased daddy, who he says died of COVID, well, let me tell you, one of these days I'm going to tell him about how my dad died, my mom died, my brother died, my sister died. We all die. We don't need politicians who pass bills because of their personal experiences, their personal family. You got to be more mature than that. You're representing everybody. And when you look at the packing industry, you're representing the cattle feeders, you've got the ranchers, you're representing the common consumer who doesn't want to pay $20 for a pound of hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an awful bill. It was a feel good bill, and it's sticking our fingers into to areas where we don't belong. Nobody gets away with anything anymore in corporate America. You've got the employees' union. You've got the insurance companies who insure you that come in and inspect your facilities. You've got the federal government and OSHA. There's nobody out there in a packing industry trying to harm their workers, period. There's too many checks and balances in place right now. That was a feel-good bill, and it should have never came up. But it passed because we got to feel good about ourselves, though, and then go have a wine and cheese party and tell us how we saved the meat packers. But anyway, but no, that was an awful bill, and hopefully the governor vetoes it. We keep it under 30 votes, and he can veto it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, and then my LR 107 had its hearing last Thursday.
Yeah.
Of course, you had the radicals who want government security at the sacrifice of their freedom, federal government to dictate everything, and we just exist. But the majority of people testifying were in favor of LR 107 to send a message to federal government from the legislature that we don't tread on us, don't cross the line of freedoms of Nebraskans and of the state's rights. So it should be fine. It'll be a long debate on the floor. Of course, Senator Hunt, who talk about a person who needs some help, she's a trust fund baby. Her dad's family owned one of the first cell phone companies in the state and sold it off to corporate America. But she identifies as somebody on food stamps and unemployed, and we all have our little mental lapses. But she's dropping an amendment every day. Not an amendment, but an LR every day in protest, trying to plug the system up because we might do, because 31 senators out of 49 signed my LR 107. Something serious and an issue. Because if you're born with a silver gold spoon in your mouth, you understand how important freedom is and protecting it, because a lot of us weren't born that way, and America has afforded us the ability to prosper and live a free life. But no, that should come out of the exec committee.
Okay,
should have 5 votes there out of 8.
And it was just a hearing for you on Thursday, right? So there wasn't any action taken with the hearing.
No, they like I said, they should come out of the committee by 5. We should have 5 votes.
Okay,
they'll probably do that this week.
Good, good.
But they're running out of time. But anyway, just a message to the federal government and to the message to the people in Nebraska that yeah, we are listening. Sorry, our government committee is controlled by plugged by a 4-4 vote, and we can't get good legislation on voter ID and voter rights and protecting our sovereign state sovereignty out of the government committee. So it's about the best we can do.
And it's not been from a lack of effort, that's for certain, too. We've talked about that in pretty good detail here.
What do you mean by effort?
There were certainly attempts in the legislature for some voter security. Senator Slama brought some things to the floor. And
No, not to the floor, but to the committee.
I brought
the shortening the early voting bill to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the fraud's at, because voter harvesting, the progressive groups going out to the neighborhoods and helping people vote who never dreamed of voting in their lives because they had no idea what's going on in life. And voting for him, and that one, and then Senator Halloran had 188 about the state's sovereignty and on the Second Amendment. It's all plugged up in the committee. But it is what it is.
Now, bringing up Senator Slama's name, Senator Groney, I was reminded, I saw a social media post sometime last week, and I was going to try to research this, but it spaced my mind until now. I saw a social media post claiming that Senator Slama is attempting to kill the two-man crew bill here in the state, or wants to stop the two-man crews on railroads?
Yeah, I'm not going to say why. It's a stupid reason why.
Okay.
Personal reason why she's. Her and Senator Day don't get along. Senator Day brought the bill. I still support it. I tried to help Senator Day to get it out of committee, but we're locked there on a 4-4 vote, too, in the Transportation Committee. But, she didn't. Senator Brewer and I both co-signed it. You know, we have to, I mean, we need to. That's protecting jobs and safety in rural Nebraska.
Sure, that's big for both of your respected districts.
Yeah, it's big. He's got Alliance and being in, and I got UP and all those jobs. And of course, the railroad fights it. And that's normal, labor management disputes. But it's a safety issue to me.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
yeah, so.
At the end of the day, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to IPP it. I talked to the chairman of the committee. And she don't have she's not on the committee.
Okay.
So the only time somebody not on the committee or the introducer of the bill can IPP it is before it's on the floor is you got to be on the committee. So it made no sense. It was a wasted ink in the paper because once it's on the floor, any senator can do an indefinitely postpone, but not you can't do it if you're not on before it's to the floor.
Hmm.
So it made, you know, but nothing makes sense anymore. I ignored it. Until you asked me, I pretty much ignored it.
Okay.
I asked the chairman of the committee and he laughed it off. Anything else, sir?
We talked a little bit last week with you about Senator Friesen's bill on the additional state aid for school districts. That failed.
I fought that, yeah.
Yep, that failed last week. I think that was...
That did nothing for anybody that has property in the North Platte School District. It did nothing for anybody that had property in the Maxwell School District. It did a lot for somebody in the Wallace or Brady or Hershey because, well, not even Hershey. Sutherland somewhat. Sutherland is the only one that deserved to get something, but it did nothing. What it did is for the school districts have the lowest levy now, tax levy now in education, because they have a huge property tax base, would have got more relief. So I couldn't support that.
Sure.
And I've got property in some of those type of districts, and if I was like Senator Vargas and voted for bills because it personally affected me, yeah, I would have voted for it, but I can't do that. So it was bad bill, and it was what you would call a pork barrel special interest bill just for a few people. We need property tax reform, but that wasn't it. So, if you live in the North Platte public school districts, you would have gotten nothing from it. Nothing.
And that was dangerously close to passing, too, finishing on a vote of 23-12. So that was dangerously close to passing.
I think the governor would have vetoed it. But one we got to stop is the corporate income tax cut. I'm going to fight that. I'm a free market guy, but we need property tax relief, and we need working class Nebraskan income tax relief before we get corporations tax relief. We've got one of the lowest unemployment, just an economical reason, we've got one of the lowest unemployments in the nation. We're not looking for more jobs. We're looking for more people who are willing to live here, and they're not going to live here until we lower our property taxes and the burden of government on people who would think about moving to Nebraska for a job. So we don't need to give relief to corporations that attract more jobs. We don't have any employees. And number two, Senator Coleman stood up against Senator Erdman's consumption tax and said, oh my gosh, we got insurance companies, and we do. We give insurance companies very good tax breaks. We cherry-picked an industry we wanted, and we brought them here, Omaha and Lincoln, full of office buildings full of insurance employees, company employees. And he said Aflac and Progressive are both talking about moving to Nebraska to domicile, to put their headquarters here. Hmm. All right, because of the special treatment they get in our taxes. Well, if our corporate income tax rate was too high for them, they wouldn't be coming here, would they? So it's some fighting now. We need to. They can pay. It's only, they pay 7.84% versus the highest for personal taxes, 6.78, something like that. I might have those decimal points turned around, but anyway. No, I'm going to fight that. I'll be on the side of the Democrats on that one. Okay. But if I ever ran anywhere for anything, again, I wouldn't get any money from corporate Nebraska, but that wouldn't hurt my feelings. Never did the first two times. But like I said, I support the working class. People wear blue jeans to work. Just try to get to the church on Sunday and make a living for their families. I don't think any of them own corporations. So, otherwise, anything else?
I don't think so. Nothing that comes to my mind, Senator Groney.
All right. Well, we start at 10 this morning, so we'll see what we can get done. All right?
Best of luck to you, Senator Groney. As always, we appreciate the time, sir.